If someone had tossed a thermal detonator into the room, it could not have gotten a stronger reaction than those few words. Sava Sebatine lashed out with her tail so hard she cracked one of the chairs.
"She goes too far, threatening our families," cried Saba.
"What kind of threat? Wait, quiet. What kind of threat?"
Katarn, calm as usual, trying to get more information and less emotion.
"This is complete and utter bantha poodoo."
Jaina was furious and wanted badly to follow Saba's example and break something. Nearly everyone else was shouting, even some of the quieter masters such as Octoramus and Katarn. Strangely enough, Jaina noticed that Corrin Horn stayed silent, though a vein throbbed at his temple. Jaina immediately felt a hot surge of shame. His family had already been taken by Dala, and they were nowhere near getting them back.
Hamner called for silence, finally using the Force to amplify his voice into a bellow that sliced through the uproar.
"Quiet!"
He followed it with an extremely powerful Force suggestion, for some which, though everyone assembled could resist, nonetheless had an effect. Calm started to replace the anger in most of those present, though the worry was still there, quivering in the air.
"Our families," Jaina thought.
Her mind went back to the restaurant and little Alana's terrified shrieks. It was all getting very ugly very fast.
"The threat was deliberately vague," said Hamner. "It could even be empty."
It was clear he didn't believe his own words, nor did Jaina, nor she suspected did any Jedi in the room. Dala wasn't known for bluffing, and Jaina's danger sense was tingling, like unfriendly fingers tickling the back of her neck.
"We must launch," growled Saba. "We should have done so before we were trapped. Now we must launch before Dala does something to cripple the Order even more."
"She's right,"
Jaina said. The words escaped her lips without even realizing it.
"Come on, Jaina, think,"
Kip said, too annoyed to curb his tongue.
"We've had this conversation before. The second we launch, we'll be heard and shot down like game birds."
"Not if we've got help,"
Jaina said. Hamner shot her an angry glance.
"Not again, Jaina. No more Darkmeld or any other scheme you've come up with. We don't need the bad public response right now. It's a delicate juncture, and I will not have you jeopardizing it."
"I wasn't going to—"
"I don't care."
Jaina's mouth slowly closed. For the next few minutes, she listened to the uproar. Everyone was shouting, no one was listening, and no one was going to do anything. Except Jaina. Quietly, unobtrusively, she made her way to the door. She waited for a long moment, then slipped out. There was someone she thought just might help.